Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go here on this Wednesday, May the 6th, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour. I just got a message here on Facebook. So I'm going to tell you from now on when I'm looking at a Facebook message. That way you know I haven't had an aneurysm or a stroke or something. And that's why I'm kind of bleeming out here for a second. Okay. Okay, no problem here. Just an announcement that came along here. Want to let everybody know that Logos Christian Ministries at 582 Lee Street is having a free produce market Saturday 12 until 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministries, 502 Lee Street, is having a free produce market this coming Saturday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. So you don't want to miss that. See, it's important to get Facebook messages during the program of substance so we can get those on the air. And if you don't want to call in or you just want to send a message, that's an easy way to do it. Do it through Facebook. Scott Spears on Facebook. Go there, put the message up, and if I happen to see it, I will put it on the air. So there you go. Once again, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, this coming Saturday, 12 to 2 p.m., free produce market. Sounds good to me. Nothing like a good piece of produce. Now, here's the thing. And this goes right back to Facebook in a certain way. Because apparently I am Mr. Vague Book, because I don't tell you exactly what I'm talking about on Facebook. Well, I can't tell you this story either, but I think it's... You know, one day I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be called In the Break, or During the Break. This is what happened. And I'm going to tell you all the strange things that have happened during the break. Because we have a pretty substantial break, sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes, in between the shows. Now, what I just had to do during this last break was possibly one of the strangest things I've ever had to do during a break on this program. I can never remember having to do that in my life and do it on a time schedule like that. Now, I will tell you, in the past, I have done some pretty strange stuff on the breaks. I have sacked up garbage. I have, last week, I think I vacuumed the floor here because somebody spilt something on the floor that needed to be vacuumed up. I've done that. But what I just did during the break, I cannot tell you for two reasons. Number one, I don't want to implicate the person who was involved in it at this particular point. So I can't tell you for that reason. And number two, I can't tell you the reason, because it's not something you would say in polite company on the air. But boy, oh boy. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I was going to tell you, you're having a little bit of trouble with McDonald's, you know?
Oh, it seems like it.
Well, you know what we do, my wife and I?
What's that?
One of our little cups, you know, our coffee cup holders, we have two of them, so we put a little plastic deal in there, and we put just our change in there. Now, for you, all you need is pennies and nickels. And then you just pick up 7 cents and a dollar and hand it to them.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because it's kind of, I have learned what you're saying, because what I have done is I have put like an old cottage when they used to sell the big cottage cheese containers in the store, they were well made. I haven't seen them for a while, but I have one of those. So I put this cottage cheese container in my car, and it's sitting on my passenger seat most of the time. So that's where I throw my spare change. But what has happened is is that I have all these dimes from something that I got change from. I don't know what it was, but it's a lot of dimes. Now, I do have pennies in there, but I figure I got to use these dimes somewhere, and I thought, well, these people should be able to make change, but maybe I just need to go somewhere where the change is 10 cents, and then I won't have to worry about this.
True. Hey, and you know, you can buy Stouffer's. You guys was talking about cream chip beef.
Yes.
Is what it is, really. And you can buy Stouffer's in the frozen department at the stores, and it's really good.
Oh, really? There's a store-bought version?
Oh, yeah. Stouffer's makes it.
Huh. I'll have to, if I ever get the nerve to try it, I might have to check into that, because I wouldn't want to waste somebody's time whipping that stuff.
We usually just put it on toast or something like that, you know, over whatever.
Yeah.
Put it over biscuit or whatever.
Well, sounds good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Well, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open. I love tips like that. That's fun. Those are the type of conversations I enjoy having. 23 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. We will get you up on the air. This McDonald's thing has become a whole story, a whole thing in and of itself. Now, as I say, though, during the break, had to do something I never thought I'd be doing, but I can't tell you again, I don't want to implicate the person who was involved in it, and I also don't want to, it's just not a polite story. I could probably get around it in some way and tell you on the air what was going on in that 15-minute period there, but it just dawned on me during the break. I have never done this during the break of any program I've ever done, and what an odd thing to be doing in a radio studio during the break. And I've been in radio for a while now, so you don't get many firsts anymore. Well, that was a first this morning, during that last break. Ay, ay, ay. What a morning. Okay. Oh, you know what else I wanted to talk about this morning? The styptic pens, which I believe that is the title. Some people have said septic pen. Some people have changed it all around. The styptic pen. Now, here's the excitement of the styptic pen this morning, because as I told you the other day, I did get a styptic pen. Somebody gave me a styptic pen, so I'm prepared now for the next time I cut myself shaving. Now, this will tell you how, over a few days, things will change in your life. I used to hate to cut myself shaving, and I still would. I mean, I don't want to cut myself shaving. It's not a fun thing to do. But this morning, I was shaving, and I thought I had cut myself. You know, a little cut, you know, just on the chin or something. I thought I'd done, or opened up an old wound, which obviously I have from time to time. And I thought to myself, uh-oh, here we go again. I'm going to have to get the toilet paper to take care of this. And then it dawned on me, sitting right there on the sink in the bathroom, I now have a styptic pen, which apparently you wet a little. I guess this is how you do it, because it's very chalky. You wet it a little, and then you rub it on the area of the wound. But here's the problem. Turns out I did not cut myself. Now, isn't this weird? Because over the last few weeks, I cut myself on the cheek a few weeks ago in such a way that it bled forever. Then I cut myself on the chin, and it bled pretty good there. Now, apparently, I'm just clean shaving and no problems ever since the styptic pen has shown up. So maybe it's just a good omen for me to have the styptic pen in the house. Maybe that's what's happened. It's just good to have the styptic pen around, and now I will never cut myself again. But I do believe that is the way you use the styptic pen, is that you wet it a little bit, and then you apply it on your face where you've got the problem. So I almost had to use it this morning, and the morning that I use this thing, I will report back to you immediately, because I know everybody wants to hear about the first usage of the styptic pen. So there's another thing we've talked about this morning. Now, I have not gotten very far. I've been talking now about bread pudding and lemon bars for quite some time. And let me tell you, I have not gotten very far with this. I don't think I've gotten one lemon bar recipe. And I think maybe one day somebody called in about bread pudding, but I don't think it was a recipe. I think they just called in to talk about items that you use for bread pudding. So, we'll give it another shot this morning. Does anybody know anything about bread pudding or lemon bars? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Certainly would love to hear from you. Or, how are you going to spend Mother's Day this weekend? It's certainly going to be a very interesting Mother's Day under this COVID thing. As many people know in the restaurant business, it's always been known that Mother's Day is the busiest restaurant day of the year, certainly the busiest restaurant morning. Well, that's not going to be the case this year because you can't take mom out to eat. And there are also a lot of elderly mothers that I don't think you would want to do that with. The mayor said yesterday they were going to take some plants to his mother and his wife's mother. That's an interesting thing to do. Stay in the car while you do it. So does anybody have any different alternatives for how to treat mom on Mother's Day this year if mom is not living in the house with you? How is this all going to shake out this year? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. How are things going to go with mom? Do you know anything about bread pudding or lemon bars? Here's the problem. You know, I think I must live on a different world, because if I say gravy or sausage gravy or dried beef and gravy, everybody has a recipe. Everybody loves it. But if I say lemon bars or bread pudding, you know, we die a miserable death for whatever reason. Now, why is this? Because to me, there is no comparison between bread pudding and lemon bars and any type of gravy. You've always got to choose the lemon bars and the bread pudding. Why would you want to go with that horrible, horrible gravy? That just isn't the thing to do. Oh, and we did have a caller earlier on, said he was going to go fishing today. And, you know, we are in spring for sure, not in summer yet. And I have got to get this fishing trip in. Now, I've got to get the fishing license before I do it. But I'm definitely planning this fishing trip very, very soon. I know the weather is going to be a little iffy here in the next week. But I guess as long as the sun's out, it's not bad. You can wear warm enough clothes to go out and fish. And it's probably a good time of year to go do this, because there is not a lot of, probably not a lot of people out there yet, because it's not Memorial Day and campers haven't been pulled out. And a lot of people still do have work commitments, believe it or not. So that's the way it goes. Now, this also popped in my head earlier on in the week when I was talking about lemon bars and bread pudding. We did have a phone call about strawberry pie. Now, I know this is a favorite of a lot of people. And we had somebody call in who said they were going to be presenting a piece of strawberry pie and a fresh beverage one morning here on the morning show. Now, they did let me know. I mean, it's not like they totally disappeared. They did let me know that yesterday there was a little mishap, so there was no strawberry pie and there was no fresh beverage. And maybe that mishap is continuing, and that's what's going on right now. But at this particular point, still no strawberry pie and no beverage. Now, again, I don't believe I asked for it. I believe the person did offer to bring it in, but this is where we are in the grand scheme of things at this point. Strawberry pie and a fresh beverage, not in the studio yet, but we have high hopes. And I think that strawberry pie might be a breakfast food. You know, there is fruit involved in that. Now, does anybody have a good strawberry pie recipe? That's something interesting. And I'll tell you something else. Here's another thing. And maybe I'll have to ask my mother about this. But my mom makes a very good shredded chicken sandwich. Now, I don't know what recipe she's using, but there's something about it that's a little different than other people's shredded chicken. Now, does anybody have a good shredded chicken recipe? I'd love to hear this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will put you up on the air. It's interesting how just a little change in a recipe can make a big difference in whatever you're cooking. And shredded chicken is certainly one of those things. I think shredded chicken is one of those things. I think most pies are one of those things. We had this conversation too not too long ago. What is the difference between peach pie and peach cobbler? Now, I am still, because the Memorial Day is now getting ever so close. And as I have said, I have the big Memorial Day get together every year, and I think that will happen this year. I don't know why it wouldn't. And it's become a fun thing because it's some family, some friends, so on and so forth. And we just all have hamburgers and hot dogs and whatever else is on the agenda that day, whatever people bring. And for years, I had somebody who came to this event who would make, I think it was a peach pie is what you would define it as, although I still don't know the difference between peach pie and peach cobbler. But I think they would make a peach pie, and it was not a store-bought peach pie. There's something about store-bought peach pie that I am just not a fan of. It tastes very goopy and kind of compacted. Now, this person is no longer with us, so I don't really know what they used to do to make this peach pie, but it was very, very good, and I miss that peach pie. So I'm also looking for a good peach pie recipe for this upcoming Memorial Day get together, but yet I don't know if it was peach pie or peach cobbler. So I'm also trying to figure out what is the difference between peach pie and peach cobbler, and does anybody have a good recipe for either? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, as people are still going back to work, we're still hearing about these masks. I don't understand. With the mask, you can either wear it or you cannot wear it. And, you know, I think you try to take the doctor's advice the best you can. I know a lot of people are having trouble wearing these. I hear these complaints a lot that people can't breathe in them and they're too hot and so on and so forth. I understand that. But, you know, I don't know how this became such a big deal, the whole mask issue. Who would have ever thought that a mask would become such a big deal in current times? Some people can't find masks. Some people can't find the type of masks that they need. I don't know. It's a very different situation. Anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. There's a lot of questions out there on the table this morning. Difference between peach pie and peach cobbler. Does anybody have a good peach pie recipe? Do we have anything to say about these masks during the whole COVID situation that has continuously plagued us here in the spring of 2020? Anybody do anything interesting yesterday on Cinco de Mayo or plan to do anything interesting on Mother's Day? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Did also want to mention this morning that Monday? Yeah, Monday night. Monday night, because I've been doing these Facebook Live things, and I try to do them for about an hour. And I did one on Monday, I did one last Wednesday, I did one, I've done a couple of them now, maybe three, four. And I'll tell you, it's a very strange situation because the questions are immediate because people comment right there on Facebook. but you're also up on camera. And it's a bit of a weird situation because you're looking right at yourself. So it's just different. I mean, it's nothing to be self-conscious or odd about. It's just odd how those things, you're looking right at yourself. And you're looking right at yourself, and you're also trying to answer questions. So it's a little different. You know, media, different types of media are what they are. You have radio. You have Facebook Live now. You have all these things, podcasting, so on and so forth. There's all kind of interesting things right now that go into making us what we are as a society. And is it a good thing? I don't know. I would think to tend to the good right now during this pandemic, because I know a lot of people are doing Zoom meetings and things like that to get through a lot of this mess. I do know, and it's just a matter of time and a matter of things coming together in a lot of ways, that you're going to hear a lot more about podcasting and Facebook Live in regard to this station, in regard to myself, as the weeks go on here. And it's becoming a lot more substantial as time goes on. And it's exciting. It's exciting to be in a new realm. It's exciting to be undertaking new adventures. I think yesterday, talking to Pat Carroll, it was kind of fun to learn about getting out of your comfort zone. If there's something you want to try, you've got to do it. And all the pieces are being put together for this podcasting and Facebook Live venture. And working out the kinks is fun, and getting to where it needs to be is a lot of fun. And it's really almost there. And that is something really to behold. So stay tuned for that. More information on podcasting, more information on Facebook Live right around the corner. And when it does happen, to the degree that we all think it will happen, it changes the landscape, certainly changes the landscape of what's going on with media, and so on and so forth. 40 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday, May the 6th, 2020. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. Glenn Coble will be in this morning at 10 o'clock, and he will be on with me, filling in for Charlie from 10 until 12. And then the Glenn Coble Show, A Progressive Life, will be on 12 until 1 today. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4 to 5 today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 until 7 tonight, right here on this station, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. You know, and as time goes by, because I'm the type of person that likes to tell people what's going on in the studio, I would love to tell you what happened during the break. It's killing me that I can't tell you what happened. But again, you know, you try to be nice, and you don't want to implicate who did it and what you actually had to do during the break, which was very odd. But all I can say is it's a first in my radio career to be doing something like that during the break. And we'll see how that shapes up as time goes on. And again, we did get a Facebook message earlier here this morning, and I do want to remind people that Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, will be having a free produce market this coming Saturday, 12 noon until 2 p.m. 12 noon until 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministry, 582 Lee Street, free produce market, 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. this coming Saturday. So how about that? Again, phone lines are open. If you have anything to say, chime in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, yesterday we had a very busy morning. We had the mayor on. We had Tracy Kinsler from the health department on. We had Pat Carroll on celebrating her 93rd birthday. This morning, a little slower and a little easier morning. And that's fun. Because I like talking to you, the people out there in the listening audience. Now, I have noticed that what does everybody make of the whole situation with the meat? You know, this has become a thing where some stores are limiting your purchase of meat to 3 items per meat product. Now, I don't think it's 3 items on the whole, but it's, you know, 3 things of chicken, 3 things of beef. That's kind of how it's going. Does anybody have anything to say about that? And how that's going to shake out over time? Is that going to throw another monkey wrench into the life we're living here during the whole COVID-19? I don't know. It's different. I'll say that. And a lot of people have theories on this whole beef issue. What is going on? What's causing the problem? And I think sometimes the truth gets lost in all that. Now, what have you heard in regard to what is causing the meat problem? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, just comment on this meat thing they got going on there, the meat shortage.
Yes.
Yeah, if you heard on the news there, you know, there's not a lack of supply. There's plenty of that. They say that they're just holding on to it to get the maximum price out of it now, and they got more product than they know what to do with. That's not the issue. It's just now that they're, you know, playing us for suckers there, and they're gonna make us pay top dollar for it.
Well, I think essentially the same thing happened to gas. Now, I don't think gas, they made us pay top dollar, because obviously the price of gas tumbled, but you know, I think that's what happened. I think they had so much of it because they planned for people to use so much of it that when people weren't using so much of it, they had to drop the price, you know, about half to what it was before this pandemic.
Right, but you can see already now that the governor is already open, what little bees open, gas prices went up like anywhere from 20 to 50 cents a gallon already.
You know, I did see it. I thought that was interesting that it went from about $1.30, $1.40 up to about $1.70.
I think that's just pure greed right there, and there's no call for doing that.
Well, yeah, and I think what has happened with a lot of those people is they've lost so much money now in this last 6 weeks because they did have to drop the prices so steadily that now they're trying to make it up in some way. But I don't know. I don't think people are going to be taking trips. I don't think people are going to be driving long distances, so I'm not sure how well that's going to work.
No, I don't see it either. I don't see it holding up that, you know, high for very long because, you know, people, it's going to take a while for people to get, you know, back into that swing where, you know, they're going to take that long trip.
Yeah, and so I don't see the gas prices going very high, and with graduations being canceled and proms being canceled, and it's going to be a long time before people are traveling at a normal rate again.
Well, one thing I don't want to see there, I hope we don't get into that mood where we did that toilet paper thing with the meat. I mean, that was just crazy.
Well, I hope not, and I still don't know what caused the toilet paper thing. Because I never remember hearing a story that we were going to run out of toilet paper, so I don't even know what caused that problem.
Yeah, it's fascinating, ain't it? Just to sit back and watch this all unwind there, isn't it?
It's been one of the most interesting times to just watch people and be an observer of the sociological features of people, because it's been fascinating.
Yes, it is. Well, we're really fortunate enough to have you as a commentator and some place where we can call in and vent our problems.
Well, I appreciate it, and I thank you for listening.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that's what I've always said. This is the town hall of the airwaves. Everybody can hear you. Who's listening? Call in. We don't ask your name. We don't ask anything. We just put you up and listen to your opinion, because everybody's got one, and I've always thought everybody needs to be heard. You know, some people are very dismissive of other people's opinions, and I've never thought that was a good idea. Whether you agree or disagree with somebody's opinion is not really the point. The point is that you hear it, and that's what we want to do. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, man, I've just done terrific. Sitting here listening to you mostly because ain't nobody called in to you.
I know. It's just been me yakking on.
What'd you do, run them all off or what?
I ran them off. I don't know. It was probably the whole talk this morning about McDonald's. I've offended everybody.
Well, I got to bring that up. Since you were talking about McDonald's, I was sitting here eating them. They're hot cakes and sausage, man.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, about I like to comment a little bit on the meat.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like him. I hope that people don't harvest this meat up like they did toilet paper. Because pork won't keep forever. It's not like beef. Beef will keep a lot longer than pork will. So if they harvest very much, what are you going to do with it? Harvest it until it's worse or have to throw it away or whatever? I can't see people going and stocking up on this and putting it in the freezer and just keeping it there in case they don't get any more for Bob, Bob, Bob. I can't see that at all. And it's the same way with the toilet paper. If people get toilet paper, it's probably got rolls for less than probably this whole year yet. And they'll still get more. I rightly don't understand that. Like they ain't no paper no more. There's plenty of paper. If we would just kind of sit back and relax and quit panicking, we'd have enough to go around for everybody.
Well, we would, but you know, I think as human beings, for some reason, we have the tendency to panic all the time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Panic is the biggest fear itself, really.
Well, that's right. You know, I think President Roosevelt said that. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yeah. By the way, did you watch any of his life history here on TV here the last 2 weeks here?
Oh, on Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I Franklin Roosevelt, I find him fascinating.
Yeah, boy, he had a time, didn't he?
He really did, and when you think about it, you know, he had his picadillos. He had polio and had trouble walking, and he had his little extracurricular activities outside of his wife, but yet he was very busy when he wasn't with his wife, but yet he still was a very good leader. Which, see, this always brings up the question: do a person's morals reflect on how good a leader they are? I think in his case, it did not.
He, to be in the pain he was, and what enthused me is he bought that resort there for Hot Springs. Yeah. Well, that's what he called it, Hot Springs, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And all of them polio victims came, and he was just, President of the United States, he was just having a blast with them, all of them crippled people, and but he had some difficulty times, but he enthused majority of the people. He gave them hope. Back when he was in office, first in office, down through his livelihood, our country was in a terrible shape. There was a lot of poor people then. It's not like it is right now. We got a lot of poor people, but Lord, it ain't nothing like it was then. If you can look back, of course, the majority of people can't look back too far. But if you're very old, you can look back and remember, take in a lot of this stuff. And Scott, we don't know how lucky we are. We don't know how fortunate we've got it. And we make it worse than what it is. And panic is almost number one, to panic too much. I mean, you know what I'm saying. And selfish.
Well, that's true. And you know, it was kind of what I was trying to say earlier on about Cinco de Mayo yesterday. You know, I had to adjust what I would normally be doing, but regardless, I still had one of the best times. I mean, yes, I did have to sit in a car with this person, and yes, we were eating Cinco de Mayo food, but boy, we laughed. We laughed at the situation because we were sitting in a car. We laughed about experiences that we had shared. You know, I think maybe that's what we need to do. We've got to laugh at the horrible things in life. I heard this definition the other day, and I want people to hear this, that the definition of comedy is tragedy plus time, that you have to take a tragedy, give it a little bit of time, then it can be comedy. You can make fun of it. It's not funny when you fall down the first time, but when you look back on it after a month, you can laugh at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm having, I don't know where you, how far you are with the microphone or whatever. I can't hear you all that well.
Oh, is this a little better?
I can hear you on the radio a lot better than I can hear you on the phone. The radio's turned down very low. But anyway, Scott, we do mistakes. A lot of, you know, regardless what kind of mistake it is, and nine times out of ten, it upsets you at the moment, and you can look, you know, give it a while, and you look back and see, well, that was just plumb ignorant. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just go on and rave about it, and majority of the time, it's just plain stupid what you did. You could avoid it. But that's beside, and then you can laugh about it then. Well, what a stupid mistake that was, and it, you know.
Well, and this is
so forth.
This is true, and here's another thing that I feel. I think people surround themselves with crazy people. And if they just looked at the people in their life and saw what lunatics they were and and surrounded them with some normal people, I think they would be a lot happier.
Well, you know, Scott, you can be around lunatics or be around whatever, but that don't mean that you have to be one, too.
No, but I think it's like coronavirus. I think it's catching sometimes.
Well, you know, I can get around a lunatic, and like you say, majority of the time they're talking in fear and seem like aggravated, upset. You know, to me, it takes a lot to upset me, and I can laugh about that. And then I didn't very care, it'll make them worse. I could get in trouble over it. But a person, or whoever they are, is getting all bent out of shape over pretty well over nothing and just get frustrated, you know? Well, I can really, truly, I can just laugh about that. And if I want to, I can stick around. Or if I want to, I can leave. But people, you know, it's hard to figure out society. Hard to figure out people. It's, you know, it's like you say, lunatics. A lot of them are lunatics. And why? I don't know. I just plain don't know. So I don't know. Self-respect is a powerful word, Scott. Self-respect will cover a number of things and number of people, so on and so forth. You've got to have respect yourself before you can tell somebody else how to have respect or whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I do, and I think, you know, with some people, I think it's pride. I think they think... This will show weakness if I tell people this. But really, like you say, it's just a matter of self-respect. You know, everybody needs help now and again in society. Now, just because you tell somebody you need help doesn't mean you're going to get it. But like I was saying earlier, everybody's got an opinion. You're free to give it. But the important part is not that I agree with your opinion or disagree. It's that you got to say it, that I listened. I might still disagree with it, but I did hear you out. And I think that's what people need. They need to be heard out.
Greedy. You're greedy. Well, a lot of people, you know, they got everything in the world. Some of them, a majority of them, has to put that away. And they want more, want more, want more, want more. Scott, we came into this world with nothing. And regardless how much you accomplish between then and when you leave again, you're going to leave. You're going to leave this world. You're going to leave pretty well the same way you came in, with flat zero, nothing. And why some of these people just keep, I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. You know, if you're surviving comfortable, you know, and most of all, good health. You could have all the money in the world. Everything, you could have everything you want in the world. Scott, if you haven't got no health, you haven't got nothing else left.
Well, at this point, when I depart this world, whenever that is, all I want is that 3 cents from McDonald's, and I'll be happy.
You better get it before you get ready to leave, because you ain't going to take it with you. Now. You might have it, but you ain't going to take it with you.
I want that put in my pocket as I'm departing this earth, I know that they didn't get to keep it.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you yet. It's kind of fun to joke and have a little fun on the radio, so it's better than getting a big uproar or whatever. But on our beat, I don't know. I don't go out very much. But as far as having enough of meat, they're not going to get nothing like the toilet paper, I don't think.
I certainly hope not. That was a little out of hand, and we're finally bouncing back from the toilet paper mess, so I hope that we can be calm, be sensible, and just kind of go forward and not have these problems.
Right. I do, too. I hope people... I hope we get through this virus here we got going on. A lot of people... I know if you get it... You know, most of the people, they don't tell about the ones that survives it and so on and so forth. They don't tell too much about that. But, you know, it's called what kind of condition you're in, what kind of health problem you got. If you got a pretty good health problem, you may not get it, period. Then if you do get it, maybe it may not be all that bad. But people that's got a problem, and you know, any kind of a problem, that's got to add to it when you get it. That's plain and simple. That's really, people could understand that. If you've got a problem, whatever, if you get something else along, nine times right then, that's going to just add to what you already got.
I couldn't agree more.
So, just people out there, just take precaution. Thank the good Lord you haven't got it. And thank the Lord, if you have got it, that you don't spread it to somebody else.
Absolutely.
Scott, that is important. That is how we're going to get our society back together. We gotta find a cure for this thing, or at least slow it down. Scott, it's out there, and we can't see it, we can't smell it, can't taste it. But if we don't take precaution, we ain't going to get rid of it. It's going to keep it. I hate to think about that it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets any better. And it's already bad enough. Just look at the look at them, the governor every day at 2 o'clock and show what it is, how it's in right. People are dying with it. I mean, people have been dying with us playing up with that. And the more people get infected, the more deaths we're going to have. And the more expenses it's going to be. This dynamic is a cost of the United States a fortune.
You said it exactly right. Well, we're coming up on the break here, but you call in anytime.
Yeah. Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. God bless you.
You too.
All right, we've got a break coming up here. We're coming back with the Charlie Evers Show. Glenn Coble and I sitting in. Don't you dare go anywhere. Hey, and if that caller wants to call back during Glenn and my show to get Glenn's opinion on this whole thing, call back. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944.
4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every 5:15 and replay on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical